Well,
Sunday afternoon, 4:38 in the afternoon, and welcome to the LFC. I am your host, Big Fatty, and joining me is my co-host. I do not do this alone. I'm joined today by my co-host, Larry H. Vader. Larry, how are you?
Well, Big Fatty, I'll tell you, Mittens and I have been going out into the
I'm event. Doing fine. Thank you for asking. Y'all, we've just had a meltdown at the Vader family compound. Y'all, yeah. it was like watching the video of The Mix, Vader unplugging things. Y'all, it came down to he didn't have the headset, the wired headphones plugged all the way in. That was the problem.
Well, the problem is I left the AirPods at the coal mine. But
right, and y'all, all I can say about all of this is, bless his heart.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going
you
on, guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 31st of July, 2023, in the technical issues year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts. I am the one, y'all got my hair cut, feeling sexy. It's Mr. Larry H. Vader,
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R. Get it together, Noah. Get off that beach. Get it together. And as always, I'm joined again today by my friend and yours, the one in mourning, the one who is, you know, he's got new porch furniture. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
What's a martini without an olive, right?
It's true. It's true.
Oh, yeah. By the way, did I hear somewhat special Chris was on a wine bus over the weekend.
Y'all, there was a pinata involved, is all I know.
Oh!
And
was there wine in the pinata?
Y'all, it was in, I forget where he said he went, maybe Mendocino, California for this.
Well, Annie. You know.
And y'all, he called me this afternoon just to verify he was still alive. And y'all, all he could say was, I don't think I need to do that again. So,
just out of curiosity, did the bus go through the Slauson cutoff?
Well, it was circling LAX for a while, but I think there were some issues with the gangs out there.
Well, you know, the gangs are terrible around LAX.
They
but, you know, if you get to the Slauson cutoff, you have to stop and cut off your Slauson.
Oh.
Yes.
Well.
Yes. You have no idea what that's from, do you?
No.
Okay.
And that's okay. I'm sorry. I just realized you were still hitting.
If you know what that's from, call the LFC. By the way, we evidently have a fucked up way to call in.
Yeah,
You
just send us your sound file, at the LFC.online. Just like Daniel Brewer begged people to do for years over at The Mix. So, we don't allow comments. We don't have a voice letter number. Y'all, we are anti-podcast over here.
Yes.
Anti-standard.
And it shows.
Correct. Oh, y'all, this is normally where I say, well, Big Fatty, I haven't talked to you. How was your week? But y'all, Big Fatty's week was not
a regular week. No, it was very irregular. As many of you may have heard, my dear friend and Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive, went to sleep Monday night and did not wake up on Tuesday. And so as the executor of his estate, I've been trying to figure out what the executor of his estate is going to have to do. So, y'all, what am I going to do? I'm going to hire a lawyer to tell me.
Right. Y'all, you know, everyone has an old person that they take care of. And
yes,
the olive was
I believe you came by to take care of yours yesterday.
Yeah, well, y'all, Olive was the fat ones, and so y'all immediately upon hearing the news, y'all, it was the gossip mill was going. Y'all, the Nip texted the jar, and then the jar sent me the like SOS message. You know, like I don't know who this is.
Olive has been pitted.
I feel bad. Did you know? And I was like, well, I didn't really know Olive, but that is Big Fatty's old person. So y'all, immediately I checked on the elderly because, you know, I do check the obituaries every day just to see if your name's in it, for better or
worse.
So
do I.
Yeah. And so y'all immediately checked on the elderly, but, you know, it was quite a week, so...
And it's going to be interesting, is all I got to say.
And, you know, this, too, will be fine. But, yeah, so...
But, y'all, this is it's very different than the process I went through as the executor of my mother's estate.
Well, right. And, you know, also, you were a disinterested party, if you will, in this. So, yeah. It'll be good. It'll be fine.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be fine. And, you know, the Olive, you know, just back up there with the kitty. And y'all, now I did not know the Olive. I think I met him once or twice, but I knew the kitty, of course.
Well, you probably met the Olive at my retirement hoot nanny, which was, you know, about five years ago.
Five glorious years ago. Yes.
It has been glorious.
Yeah. But you know, I'd met the kitty on numerous occasions.
Numerous occasions.
The kitty had been the airport shuttle a couple of times.
Oh yeah.
The kitty was, you know, he was a force. But yeah, so
yes,
sad news. Okay. Yeah. Well, he was. Y'all, the kitty was not a small man. So
no.
He was a very imposing figure, if you will. So
are you saying he was fat?
I mean, he was a little fat, but mostly he was just tall. So
yes.
Yes.
Imposing
so,
tall.
Yeah, imposingly tall. So, yeah. So, but y'all, I do have...
you have some breaking news?
Breaking news. Y'all, the sunburn has peeled. The back, which burned at the beach last Saturday, y'all, it is almost back to normal, and it only itches a little bit. So for that we are grateful. In case anyone was wondering, like my car twinsie, Miss Bacon.
If it keeps up, call 1-800-LEPROSY.
Right, y'all. I am very glad this did not all happen when I had an appointment scheduled for the dermatologist.
Yes.
Because she would have
chewed your ass. She
absolutely would have.
What do you mean you were out in the ocean?
Right.
With no sunscreen on?
I trusted someone else to put it on, Nancy.
Okay.
So,
poor Nancy.
Yeah. Actually, I don't remember my dermatologist's name, but I'm going to assume it's Nancy. So
Nancy.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so... Y'all, that's why you gotta.
So
yeah, so
show Mrs. Lincoln. How was your week?
Yeah, well, my week was, y'all, it was uneventful. I mean, it was eventful, but it was exhausticating. Y'all, breaking news, y'all. Before we get to my week, I feel like we need to get the good breaking news in.
Let's get the good breaking news.
Fort Trough is having their semi-annual sale.
Oh, the mega sale.
The mega sale. Y'all, is 60% off of many things. Y'all,
yes.
I loaded that card up this morning when I got the e-letter. Quite a value, I have to say. Quite a value.
And, you know, we're less than 5 months from Crema.
Right, right. And so if you're looking
in
for
fact,
something.
5 months from today is New Year's Eve.
Now, if you are maybe Mrs. Bacon or your Mrs. La La Lauren, do not worry about this sale. This is not, well, I mean, it could be for you, but.
You don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not.
You know.
So yeah. But y'all, there were a couple of things I picked up that I've had my eye on for a while. Y'all, they were 50% to 60% off.
Ooh, yeah, we love a coupon.
I mean, it all of a sudden I was like, well, that's, how could I not?
Now, do you get free shipping?
You do not get the free shipping. But I had another coupon code that they had sent that I was able to apply on top of it.
Oh.
For, 20% off, which paid for the shipping. So.
Ah.
Yeah. So was
you know,
quite
happy. You love it when you can stack a coupon.
Well, I didn't know if they'd let me, but they did. And so, y'all, it was I was quite happy with the outcome of that. And
now, did you push the button?
I did. Have I?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. I did. Y'all, I didn't need to spend any more money this month, but at the same time, I was just like, if I did this, I mean, because a couple of things I just bought because they were a good deal. And, you know, did I need
love a good deal.
Well, yeah. No. Did I need them? Even would they, will I even use them anytime? No, because they're for, you know, should I go to another Hootenanny where I have to get dressed for public?
What do you mean? Should you go to another Hootenanny?
Yeah, well, y'all, I'm going to one.
When?
Yeah, I'm going to one in 2 weeks. So, but yeah. So that we'll get to that breaking news later. But yeah. So, That's a good deal. So if no coupon code necessary, so run.
And how long does that sale last?
You know, I don't know, actually.
Okay.
I got
it doesn't matter. You've already bought your shit.
Right, and I got the email this morning.
Oh.
Let's see here. Mega sale up to 70% off, but it doesn't say how long the sale runs for.
Well, so, it runs until they're out.
Yeah. Y'all, there's some good stuff. There's some really good stuff in the mega sale. So,
Do you see anything in there that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee might like to have?
Well, there's so many things, but I feel like...
knee pads?
You know, there are some pulsating things that I just feel
pulsating.
Like...
Pulsating?
Yeah, that just... I just
for your, you know, for your friends that are into astronomy.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah. Astronomy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm, which you said Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee. So
hello,
y'all. They do y'all. The knee pads are 30% off. So.
Well, see,
there you go, y'all. There's
all right, Chris. Let us know what color you get.
Yeah, I should. They're all. It's only red. Y'all, I should have looked at this on the computer instead of my phone because there's a lot of
because it's easier to see.
And there's a lot of stuff I'm seeing that I don't remember seeing on my phone.
Well, so. It doesn't say limit one order per address.
Correct. Correct. Well, y'all, I've got I happen to know the address to the villa, so don't worry.
By the way, if there's something that you want, let Vader know and he'll just bundle it together and save on the shipping costs.
Right, right. You'll just have to come get it from me. No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal.
That'd be Miss Bacon. Well, she was coming this way anyway.
Right, right. Y'all, I'm still trying to get Miss Bacon to go on a cruise with me, so, but you know what I've heard
that,
from her?
That would be a cruise of a lifetime. Ooh.
Nothing. She's But y'all, did you see on the Twitty that Miss Bacon had some car questions and I was able to answer her taxation questions about the car?
Well, yeah, she was looking for a coupon for one of them electric cars.
She's looking at her Teslator. Y'all, she's looking at the exact same one I am. Miss Bacon and I are going to be twinsies, car twinsies.
Was that a Tesla?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a Tesla. It's a Model 3.
I hear they catch on fire. The Faye driver drove by one the other day. It was totally burned out.
Oh. Well, is he sure it wasn't a Kia? Because, you know, Kias either have the flames painted on the side or they're in flames.
It's the Pinto of 2023.
It's true. It's true. So
you have no idea what I'm talking about.
My father had a Ford Pinto, so I do.
Okay.
I do know.
Speaking of the hat.
Before we get into that, though.
Big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Since John Michael Haas and Rob Lindley got their shopping done at Fort Trump early, they had time to fix it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Y'all, can I just say that the Fort Trough doesn't give the free shipping? All right, they will give you they will give you 70% off, but no free shipping.
Right,
right, none. Y'all, we got a voice letter. So,
tell us about it.
There is some background to this because I knew it was coming, but Let's listen.
So is Christmas.
Hello, Larry. Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
It's Fatty Yossi Battler here.
Hey, Scotty.
I just listened to possibly not the latest LFC because I'm so behind in shows.
Mm.
And I thought I'd have so much content and things to ring up about. But actually, no, not really.
Okay.
Anyway, maybe on the next episode. I do have a question, though.
Oh, cue the music.
What about the new skull? How about an update? Or an update on the old skull?
Oh.
I'm sure she still, like, pops into work and sees you.
Oh.
Okay.
No, only if there's a
free
lunch.
I've got to get back to watching Ismail hang out the washing with his shirt off in the middle of winter.
Yo, oh, okay. I get this text from Scotty. And I thought I had pissed him off because it was a photo of Ishmael in a towel hanging clothes on a clothesline. Now, y'all, I have not seen clothes on a clothesline in a very long time, shall we just say.
Well, you know, I think the last time I saw it is when TV's own Shirley Booth as Hazel was hanging up Mr. B's clothes out in the backyard.
Well, y'all, I replied, oh, how quaint. But y'all, because I was like, I don't know, maybe they don't use the clothes dryers down under, if you will. Mm. I mean, I guess they've got to save money for the shrimp.
They turn the wrong way, so.
Oh, right, they wouldn't dry.
It might make them, they make them wet instead of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but y'all, well, I cannot give you an update on the OG skull, because y'all, I have not heard from her. Not even a little bit.
Not even enough to play the skull update music.
Nothing.
Nothing.
However, she's not dead because, you know, I've got the Google alert set. But.
Oh. Well, don't we all?
Right. But.
You know who else has that Google alert set? Miss Nora O'Donnell.
Oh, I don't have that music.
It's Archer could play it for you.
Yeah, he will. Don't worry. Okay. But, y'all. The new skull, we gave a little update on her last week when she tooted because she laughed so hard. Y'all,
right.
She's taking a vacation. She's out of there. She said, gotta go. Bye. And she said, now, how would you know? She said, now, I know when I get back, we're going to be doing this, this, and this. And so I'm going to be ready. And I said, we started that this week. Oh. So I said, so we'll just do it for you while you're gone. No big deal. But anyway, yeah, the new skull is great. She's not so new anymore, y'all.
Well, it's relative.
Yeah. She's been there 14 years, if you can believe that. 15, welcome. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 years. So, y'all, she's not new, but relatively, she's much less Scully than the original skull.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, she doesn't wear the, Hot neon colors.
Yet.
Okay.
Because that's key here. Because y'all, right. She does love a stretchy pant.
Oh.
She loves a legging. So, but y'all.
I will just say I received a FaceTime message from Larry Klaw.
Oh.
Regarding the death of Olive.
I did let the LK know.
Yes. And, so he also was not wearing the hot fluorescent colors.
Well, that's because he was at home, I would assume.
No, he was out walking on his. I guess maybe it was on his smoke break.
Well, he had that he's got to get out and get y'all. I passed the Larry Klaw. I'm going to the buffet, and Larry Klaw is out doing his calisthenics. At lunch, and I just throw my hand up and say, hi, bye.
Hi.
So, but y'all, breaking news. Y'all, the Hatville has been, I have had a week. A couple weeks ago, finally, Father Hat decided that it was time to list his mother's home and his home place where he grew up with a realtor. Y'all, they've been trying to sell it for 6 years, at least.
Right. Not a nibble.
Well, they've had some nibbles, but it's all like, oh, you're way overpriced. Blah, 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 blah. Y'all, the house was completely worthless. We all knew that. It was a 1950, shotgun house, whatever. it was not in good shape. It had had termite damage before, blah, you know, whatever. She was not a wealthy lady. She grew up very and lived a very modest life. Well, and I am not a wealthy lady either, so I have a lot in common with her.
Well, you are Larry Vader, though.
Right, right. But y'all, they decided to list it with a realtor. The realtor told them to get all their shit, the rest of the shit out of the house. So did all that. Y'all, they listed the house on, what was it, Tuesday? Same day that, Olive died.
Yeah.
They listed the house on Tuesday. By Tuesday night, they had a offer $30,000 over asking all cash.
Cash.
Cash. No contingencies, close in 14 days. So, y'all, that has, I wish that I had the Mr. Bean music. Because y'all, that
that's
has,
not Mr.
Is
Bean.
That not Mr. Bean? I don't remember what that is then. But, yeah, anyway, y'all.
Kathy.
It has set into motion. Well, you know what? Similar to the
very similar. Except play that at double speed.
Right. Well, I can't do that with the soundboard. But
yeah,
it has turned into pure chaos trying to get the rest of the shit out. So I said, all right, well, I'm going to come on up there Saturday. Oh, no, we don't need your help.
It's too hot.
It's too hot. And I said, is it too hot or do you not want my help? Well, you'll just throw everything away.
Yeah.
I think at this point, that's what you need.
They have met you.
Right, right. You raised me. Like, you know me my entire life. Correct. People have been through the house 100 times. I got like four things. She had nothing. I mean, she had a lot of personal items that meant a lot to her. Mm-hmm. But she didn't have anything of any value. She didn't have a lot of keepsakes. So, y'all, she... sorry, y'all, my phone is blowing up behind us because apparently I'm very popular right now.
Very popular.
So, y'all, it's been a lot. So please send me your thoughts and prayers, your good vibes, whatever, because I'm going to need it, because I'm going to have to go deal with this.
Y'all, he also needs a pitchfork, because he's got to clean out the barn.
Oh, yes, there's a barn, and apparently that's where they dumped all of my father and uncle's personal effects when they moved out.
Thank goodness you said personal effects. We thought maybe they dumped your father and your uncle out there.
But y'all, apparently there are buzzards nesting in the barn.
Oh!
It's not a good thing. And I was like, I think we just leave it. But y'all, you would have thought I would have. Anyway, old people are exhausting. I can't believe I do a podcast with one. But
y'all, he was telling me all this stuff about what was going on. And I said, and here you are visiting me. And who would have thought that this would be the most pleasant part?
Correct. Correct. Y'all, I've had some other stuff this week that's just stuff. But anyway,
so
yeah. Oh, and I had to, y'all, I had to go get the STD test.
I know.
So anyway, had to go be a responsible adult and do that. And that was as fun as you think that it was. Had to do all that. So time to do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's that time to take a little blood to learn who was born on this day so that I can tell you the hard part, if they're dead or alive, and, of course, the easy part, why you'd know them.
Yes, so, absolutely. Yes. All right. Our first one today is Ted Cassidy.
Ted Cassidy, dead as a doornail. Y'all, Ted Cassidy was an actor.
Who would know him from?
Yeah, he was an actor. He was in, it was the Guiding Light. He was well known. The Guiding Light.
Yes. Ted Cassidy is indeed dead, and he was an actor, best known as Lurch from the Addams Family.
Oh.
But he may have made he may have made a guest appearance on the Guiding Light.
Most likely.
As Lurch.
Right, right.
So, yeah. All right. Let's see here now. Oh, I just did that one. Poor Friday. All right. The next one is Kurt Gowdy.
Kurt Gowdy. Y'all, he did not die of the Gowdy toe, but he is dead. Y'all, Kurt Gowdy is an artist. He's made all the fancy art, the sculptural art. Yeah.
Yes. Gowdy. I believe one of his works was called The Gowdy Toad.
I think it was. I think it'll take you out.
Kurt Gowdy is indeed dead, and he was an American sportscaster. Won Lifetime Achievement Emmy in 1992 and the Pete Rozelle Award. You know, all kinds of good sports ball things. So, I know that's one of your
specialties. My
specialties. Yes, that's the word.
My expertise. All right. Areas of expertise. Yes.
Fred Quimby.
Fred Quimby. Y'all, he is alive.
Y'all.
He is a travel blogger, y'all, and he writes and edits the book called The Milepost, which is your guide to Alaska every year if you're driving.
Oh, I thought The Milepost came from, like, the Church of the Latter-day Saints or something like that.
Oh, no, that was the podcast in Florida. Yeah.
Ah, it's, okay. It's well, Fred Quimby is dead as a doornail. And he was an American film producer, and he did the Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Oh.
How about that? Yeah.
Lord, I haven't thought about those in a long while.
All right. Have we got time for one more?
We sure do.
Okay. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Larry Potter, to some. Y'all, he and Daniel Radcliffe are both very much alive. Did not fall.
Yes, Harry Potter was born on this date in 1980, as was the creator of Harry Potter, that problematic J.K. Rowling.
Is she my age, really? I thought she was like 60. Lord.
No, she wasn't born in 1980.
Oh, I was like, what? Wait one second here.
She was born in 65.
Okay, so she's almost 60. Yeah, she's much like you.
57.
Behaves like she's 80. So, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, well, that was, I did pretty good this week, all things considered.
You didn't do bad. Did not do badly. Wait a minute.
Breaking news. Y'all, I'm off to the Dirty Myrtle in a couple weeks.
Will you be attending the Pulse Ultra Club?
Ultra Club. I will. And I'm staying at the Scarlet Roof Resort and Conference Center. Y'all paying a bit much for it. But I did use the coupon code, so I got my 20% off. But y'all, going up for the Claws and the SCC, which I don't know what SCC is, and I cannot find any mention or reference to them on the interwebs. But
is it SCC or SECC?
SCC. And it's
I think that's
The image is their logo is a rainbow filled state of North Carolina. That's all I got. But they are having a hootenanny evening at the Pulse Ultra Club. We'll be going for that to y'all. It's wear your best inappropriate attire evening. So going up for that and gonna let my hair down, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Well, look, fat person needs to just, it's that time of year.
Yes. You got to start planning for the holidays. They'll be here before you know it. Speaking of being here before you know it.
Oh, y'all, Big Fatty's front door, it's revolving these days. So
I guess.
There's a person. Y'all, I got there yesterday. I knocked and nothing. And I knocked again and nothing. So I let myself in and nothing. And I said, Big Fatty. And y'all, then he got up off the bed.
The TV was on and I didn't hear him knock.
Dear Lord. It's over. Mercifully.
Yep.
It's over.
Yep. It's over. What's over?
The show.
Oh, the show.
Yeah.
As everyone has been saying.
Right.
Mercifully. So, when you go to the Pulse Ultra Club, will you be taking any paraphernalia with you that, let's say something that might make your life a little bit easier if you are, say, laying on the bed or whatever?
Oh, you mean like a food hook? Or
well, is there a food hook expert?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Now that you mention it, I do know one. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll reach out immediately.
Oh, with a food hook.
Oh, right.